On Monday, November 22nd, the People's Assembly and their supporters gathered outside of the mayor's office in downtown Seattle to challenge the city's decision that denied the group a permit to march in opposition to the World Trade Organization. The People's Assembly is a two-day gathering of international, national, and local delegates that will be held at the Filipino Community Center in South Seattle. The march and rally will conclude the assembly on Tuesday, November 30th. The delegates have come from around the world to talk about the disastrous impacts of globalization on their respective countries and to say no to the WTO.
We are here today to protest the decision of the mayor's office, the denial of the mayor's office and the city of police, our march rally on November 30. Several groups applied for a permit to oppose the WTO and march and rally on November 30. All the groups were granted because they want to contain all the protests in the North End, where the AFL-CIO and the People for Fair Trade and other organizations will protest in the North End. While the South End, they deny the permit to march and rally, where the South End people and the people of color, they deny their right to march in resistance to the WTO.
Many organizers and supporters were shocked and dismayed to learn that the People's Assembly was the only group denied a permit. Reverend Lucy Hitchcock, a Rainier Unitarian Universalist, pointed out that the People's Assembly's application for a march permit sent in over a month ago was completely ignored. They received no response regarding their application until they made a phone call last week and were informed that their permit application was denied. South Seattle is one of the world's most culturally diverse communities. The People's Assembly's march will bring many people of color and low-income individuals into downtown Seattle to join with the larger labor and fair trade marches happening on November 30th. Mona Lee, member of Rainier Unitarian Universalist Church and the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, described the importance of marching from South Seattle.
The People's March will begin in the National District and will bring many people of color into the downtown area, where they will join in solidarity with labor movements, unions, churches, environmental groups, and many others. It is a very important stream that must flow into the wider protest. It will be a peaceful march that will require less than half hour of the city's time on 4th Avenue. To cut off that stream and not allow it into the city would send a wrong message. It would also deny the basic rights of our people.
Dr. Carol Aurelio, representing Bayan Philippines and an international delegate to the People's Assembly, spoke to the crowd that gathered outside of the mayor's office. She described the impact of WTO policy on the world's poorest people.
This third ministerial conference of the powerful World Trade Organization, or WTO, is an opportunity for peoples of the world, especially the exploited and oppressed, working peoples in both developed and underdeveloped countries, to once more voice our united opposition against the rampage of monopoly capital that masquerades as free trade. For us, globalization and the WTO only mean more wage cuts, a loss of jobs, drastically reduced health, education, and public housing budgets, land grabbing and displacement of entire peasant and indigenous people's communities, and bankruptcies of fledgling industries in underdeveloped countries. In short, more poverty and misery for the greater majority of the peoples of the world. The UNDP reports that from 1980 to 1997, the height of globalization thrust, the ratio of incomes of the top and the bottom 20% of the world population worsened from 45-1 to 74-1.
Jeremy Madsen, organizer with People for Fair Trade, voiced his support for the People's Assembly and demanded that the city honor their application for a march permit.
And right now, our concern is, as the WTO comes here to promote the unfettered flow of money of goods and of services, the flow of people is being denied. People coming from the South then to participate and air their legitimate concerns about the WTO, to join with the rest of us to air our concerns about the WTO. The city must not deny this permit. We must continue to work to find a solution and to allow for this march to go forward.
Later that morning, the crowd that had gathered on the street crammed into elevators to reach the mayor's office. There, they presented Vivian Lee, liaison to the mayor's office, a people's permit, signed by the residents of Seattle's South End community and other supporters, which demanded that a permit be granted. Ms. Lee expressed her concerns that an additional march coming up from the South End would snarl traffic in the city.
We already are spread pretty thin on monitoring the large march, diverting our attention to a different march coming from a different location would be challenging for the department.
Essentially, the city of Seattle is more worried about traffic flow rather than ensuring that people who oppose the World Trade Organization have the opportunity to participate in demonstrations. For the People's Assembly and their supporters, it is politically important and symbolic that they are allowed to march from South Seattle to downtown. The city cannot, because of its own agenda, also find value in such a march. After most of the crowd had dispersed, two elderly community activists continued to question the mayor's liaison. Philip Kortz, resident of Seattle's Central District, criticized that it looked bad for the city that the People's Assembly was the only group denied a permit. Mr. Kortz argued that if the city can spend $6 million to provide an opportunity for corporate representatives and trade ministers to get around town and meet their agendas, then it's unfair and unjust to deny the same right to the 100 or so people planning to march with the People's Assembly.
It's obvious that they're using it to provide an opportunity for the giant corporations to get all the benefits and all the publicity. As a matter of fact, all the propaganda, all the media and everything is centered around that, saying, well, and appealing to the average person in Seattle by saying, well, we're going to benefit out of this. We're providing all kinds of security, all kinds of protection, and all kinds of rights for the ministers of these 150 or 135 or whatever number. We're spending $6 million in these few days to provide security for those people, and they're denying a much smaller group of people, maybe a few hundred people, the right to march when they've granted the right to everybody else. So it's pretty obvious that the city prefers not to hear the message that's coming out of the People's Assembly.
Organizers with the People's Assembly had hoped the mayor's office would grant them a permit in conclusion to Monday's event, yet the city only agreed to another negotiation. But poor and suffering people cannot always work patiently with politicians, especially when their concerns about the WTO's impact on labor markets, the environment, and human rights are immediate.
We didn't stop our rallies back in Manila, not in Vancouver, not in Kuala Lumpur, not in New Zealand, and we're not going to be stopped by the mayor's office. We're going to go on with it, with or without a permit. Is that right?